Procrastination. I once bought a book on procrastination, but I put off reading it for 2 years. Please don't make the same mistake as I did and read this chapter now. Lawrence Lamesh. Secret 9 to awaken your inner hero within 24 hours. Never again allow your mind to wander on unimportant things. Your hours are precious, so treasure them, because the one thing you can never get back is time. As each day goes by, you get older and you'll have less time to do the things you want to achieve. So, when you dedicate yourself today by taking the right action now and not tomorrow, you will win. Learn from other successful people and repeat the same things they do until you get the same results. Concentrate on the most important task and do it well until you finish it. This is the key to achieving success and happiness in your life. The most important decision you can make every day is to decide what you want to do straight away and what to leave for later. If you can develop a habit of starting and finishing important jobs, this is one of the keys to living a wonderful life and having a successful career and feeling good about yourself. Do you remember the story of a man who stopped a stranger in London and asked, "How do you get to Wembley Stadium?" To which the stranger replied, "Practice, practice, practice." To master any skill, you need to practice. And it is said that if you want to be an expert in your field, you will need to practice your chosen craft for 10,000 hours. With practice, you can learn any skill, behavior, or habit because your mind is a muscle that grows stronger with use. The 6P formula says, proper prior planning prevents poor performance. Stop wasting time. Time management. The key to your success in work and life is your ability to control what you do next and to choose between what is important and unimportant. Discipline yourself to do the most important task first, whatever that may be. You will get more done than the average person and you will be much happier as well. Ask yourself this question before starting anything. Are there potential consequences for starting or not doing this task? Think about your decisions, choices, and behavior in your work and personal life. Think about the long term and coming to work earlier. Take courses and improve your skills. Regularly read in your chosen field. Focus in your work on high value tasks because it will have a positive impact on your future. Ask yourself these questions. What are my highest priority activities now? What can I do, if done well, that will make a real difference? What is the best use of my time right now? What one skill, if I developed it well, would have the best impact on my life? Never stop improving, because this decision can change your life. Like the ancient proverb says, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Remember this saying to overcome procrastination and to achieve extraordinary things is to begin at once and to take the first step today to start your journey. Choose any task, project, or goal in your life that you have been procrastinating. And write a list of all the steps you'll need to do to overcome the task. Then take the first step and so on. Do not allow a lack of ability or weakness to put you off because everything is learnable. And if other people can do it, then so can you because you can learn this as well. Upgrade your skills and never stop learning. Steps to mastery. 1. Get up earlier in the morning and read a magazine or book that will help you be more productive and effective in your career for at least 30 to 60 minutes each day. 2. Take every seminar, course, or online training that can help you and attend business meetings, networking events, and conferences of your profession or occupation. Aim to be one of the most knowledgeable people in your field by continuing to learn and listen to audio recordings that will help you in all areas of your life. 3. Learn while you travel to work by listening to audio programs in your car or on the bus, train, tube or walking. The average car owner spends between 300 to 500 hours every year driving to work. You can become one of the highest paid, smartest and most capable people in your field just by listening to these audio programs that will educate you as you drive around. The more you learn, you'll feel more confident and motivated, and the better you will become. There are no limits to what you can learn apart from the ones in your own imagination. You have special talents and unique abilities which make you different from anyone else who has ever lived, and that makes you remarkable. Think about your special talents and abilities and commit to becoming really good in those areas. Ask yourself, what do I do well that other people find difficult to do? What am I good at? What has given you the most success in your work and life looking back on your career? Ask, what are the things in me that are holding me back? Imagine that you get an emergency message each day and you have to go away for a month starting tomorrow. So what would you do today if you knew that you had to get it done before you leave? Whatever your answer is, go ahead and do it right now. Going to bed early each night before midnight during weekdays, resting on weekends and taking one full day off without watching television, going on the internet or using your computer or mobile phone will give you more energy, peace of mind and the time to think creatively. This extra energy will help you to overcome procrastination so that you can get started on your most important tasks faster than if you were tired. Aim to exercise for about 30 minutes each day, and this can be walking to or from work or getting up earlier or taking a longer walk back home. Build this into your day as if it were a business appointment. The better you feel about yourself when you start work, the less time you will procrastinate and the more focus you'll have to get the job done. Higher energy levels will lead to more happiness, more productivity and greater success in everything that you do. If you have always dreamed about writing a book, then commit to write one page a day or one chapter a day. I committed to writing this book within 30 days, and so I set about every day to write one chapter or to add each chapter as the inspiration came to me. And I felt that, just like a tree, this book began to grow with branches and it took me into different directions with new ideas and how I wanted to lay my thoughts out on every page. It was really exciting to do and to be able to create something out of nothing from my imagination. And you can do this too. You need to ask yourself one question. Am I in the nation of procrastination? Because if you actually get out of your own way, then you wouldn't have an excuse. Some people choose to fail because it's convenient and it keeps them from realizing their objective, and many people sabotage themselves because it's the path of least resistance. Do it now. It doesn't matter what you start to work on, just think of Nike and just do it. If you are feeling lazy, tell yourself that you are going to work on the task for 5 minutes and start on it right away. Then keep working as if it is the most important thing to start and continue once you get going. Because standing still and doing nothing and putting it off for another time or day won't help you in making changes in your life. One of the best ways to get yourself started is to repeat these words over and over again. Do it now. If you feel yourself becoming distracted or slowing down or doing low value activities, then repeat these words over and over again. Back to work. Whether you feel like it or not, self-discipline is the ability to force yourself to do what you should do. Once you begin, don't stop until you have 100% finished it. Never waste time because it is a precious thing. Lawrence Lamesh. Awaken your inner hero within 24 hours. 1. Start and finish important jobs and prioritize them by deciding what to do straight away and what to leave. 2. Ask yourself, are there potential consequences for starting or not doing this task? Think about the decisions, choices, and behavior in your work and personal life. 3. To overcome procrastination, practice a do-it-now attitude and tell yourself that you will do something for only 5 minutes. The secret is to start and then continue.